Welcome to today's Voices, a daily digest from Native America Calling. I'm your host, Sean Spruce. Washington State distributed almost $18 million to local tribes for clean energy projects, from solar installations to electric boat purchases. But that's a drop in the bucket compared to tribes' share of the $1.5 billion in federal money that the Donald Trump administration recently rescinded. David Harper says tribes are piecing together funding to take the place of the federal money. Harper is Mojave from the Colorado River Indian Tribes and is the CEO of Hurrav Energy, an initiative created specifically to facilitate financing for tribes following the federal funding loss. He says the past year is a reminder that tribes cannot rely on any single funding source.
We can't be a victim. Our mentality is we can't be a victim. We can't be the poor Indians. Oh, poor Indians, this is what happened to us. We have to pivot to being the guys on the block that are being progressive, that are moving. And so part of that is understanding the concept and idea of financing. We have to learn what healthy financing is. And so I know in the tribal world, a lot of the tribal people say, well, if you get a loan, what's going to happen to my per cap, right? Or what's going to happen to the services that we get? Are you taking that from us? So there has to be an understanding of financing, of healthy financing, and not, you know, I know we have historical trauma from the past people who fiended on the tribes, who created these loans that were the tribes were stuck with, and they were in debt for X amount of years. So that's why the 101 is so important, is teaching the tribe what is a healthy finance perspective and how can you finance to where you have sustainability. Maybe there's a partner. Maybe you have a partner, but you still own 51%. Maybe you don't have a partner. You do your own development. You get your own financing available. You have to look at all the options available, and that's what our financing does.
Among other services, Hurrav provides low-interest loans and guidance to help tribes navigate the funding loss and move forward. John Lewis at Avant Energy agrees the funding loss is a wake-up call. He is from the Gila River Indian community and says tribes have identified renewable energy as a key factor in their plans going forward, and they will have to adjust to a shifting reality.
Energy is important. It's important to our tribal member households. Many tribal communities have head of households who are elders. And so there's a cost issue. We have a lot of reliability issues throughout Indian country. Rural communities, especially tribes, are usually at the end of circuits. So they are the first to, you know, be off during an outage and the last to be reconnected and restored power. So there's a lot of issues and trying to figure this out. I think federal funding is great and it's important when it's there, but I've never really worked on a project that kind of hinged on federal funding or other outside funding. It's always been kind of conventional banking and financing. And anybody who's worked in solar in the last 20 years, they would understand what we're going through right now is yet another hiccup, because there's always an attack on solar. There's always an attack on renewable energy.
Many of the tribes that received federal funding following the pandemic during the Joe Biden administration had already begun or had made significant progress on tribal clean energy initiatives. Mycelle Spotted Elk is an Indigenous Affairs reporter at GRIST. She is Navajo and Northern Cheyenne and says her reporting found tribes scrambling to salvage what they could in the months since the money was rescinded.
We ran some numbers, and about 1,600 projects by tribes and tribal entities lost some or all of their federal funding. And I think that 1,600 projects of having either, experiencing roadblocks or completely having to change gears is, I think, a pretty salient point that I wanted to point out in my reporting. One interesting point I wanted to highlight was discussing whether or not the Inflation Reduction Act that provided this $1.5 million was enough to support the demand needed to improve tribal energy infrastructure in Indian country. You know, I think when we think about stuff like adequate energy, a clean environment, and ability to, you know, invest in energy infrastructure in Indian country without, you know, pollution or environmental degradation, you know, these are sort of points that are key to the trust and tribal treaty relationship, right?
States are one source for tribes. Other states, including California, are showing signs that they're willing to invest in clean energy initiatives for tribes in their region. There's little indication federal funding will return for those projects anytime soon. I'm Sean Spruce, and this is today's Voices.